Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, August 8th, 2019. Make sure you like and subscribe and all that stuff, too, if you're listening to the podcast every day. I appreciate that. Producer Dan puts a lot of work into putting it online, so just make sure you go do that. It helps other people find it. I guess that's how that works. I don't really know. My boss just complains if I don't say that. On the podcast today, I hate stupid people, specifically regarding changing Halloween. Annie's upset that the fridge is gross. Oh, and don't forget, too, the Summer of Love. It's one of our all-time favorite War of the Roses. It is the Summer of Love, where we play back some of our all-time favorite War of the Roses.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh, my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long. It's Carson.
My longtime boyfriend finally asked me to marry him. The wedding is now less than a year away, and we're in the middle of planning, and I need my fiancé to be there for me. He used to be so loving and so caring, and now I feel like he's hardly there for me, almost like he's backing away from the whole marriage. So I don't know if he's got just cold feet, or is he cheating? Like, I just don't know, but there's definitely something really weird going on.
We're going to keep you on the line, but we need you to be really quiet, okay?
Okay.
And then Kennedy is going to pretend to be somebody at a cell phone company, offer him up a dozen red roses, and we'll see who he sends them to, so be real quiet.
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with John?
Yeah, this is he.
Hi, John. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. I want to preface this first by saying this isn't a sales call. I'm calling from our customer service department. It isn't a bill or anything like that. We're just calling to thank you for being such a loyal customer. And we'd like to do that by offering you a dozen red roses free of charge. And we're going to go on ahead and deliver those anywhere in the continental United States. How does that sound for you?
All right, cool.
Okay, cool. I need to begin with the name and the card. So first of all, just give me the name of the person you'd like for us to deliver these roses to.
Go ahead and send it to Sharon.
And now I just need the message for the card.
Go ahead and put, you represent what a friend is and maybe even more.
What? John, what? I can't believe this. Hello? Like, you have a fiance. You're not going to send him to me?
What's this all about, man?
Well, that's what we wanted to know. You know, it seems that your fiance, Alex, was having some doubts about your engagement.
Who is Sharon?
Sharon is just a friend of mine. I've been close with her for a long time, and we've just been talking a lot. She's kind of somebody that I just kind of go to with my problems and get advice from, and it's there's nothing there.
Oh, my God. Okay, what advice could you possibly get from her that you can't get from me?
Just like with the wedding and stuff, you know, I between like the flowers and the tucks and the hotels and the reservations and stuff like that, it's like it was just this small little wedding, and now it's grown into inviting everybody in Massachusetts, and it's like it's just so much to take in, and I didn't want to scare you. It's just a lot going on.
Okay. Wow.
John, can you hang on a second? Can we put John on hold? Alex, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you?
Well,
do you believe what he's saying?
I fully believe it. I fully believe that he's turning to somebody else instead of me. So, I think I need to take care of some things if plans have changed. I'm gonna have to call my father and get everything straightened out. I'm gonna have to cancel the reception venue.
Well, let's. I maybe it is just a friendship with him. I mean, granted, he should be talking to you. I'm gonna. You know, side on that, but I mean, do you want to find out where his head is at right now?
yeah.
Let's check back with him.
Did he stay on? Is he still there? Hold on. John, are you still there?
Yeah.
So, John, are you still with us, or You still with her?
Yeah, I still want to get married. This is totally looks horrible, but it's not what it seems.
But dude, these were red roses. And you said, what did he say? He said something about you represent what a friend is for, and like maybe even more.
You're not just a friend. You're a confidant. So like I said, maybe even more. I don't mean all those other things. I just mean somebody that I can talk with and say things without feel like I'm gonna upset anybody.
I thought that was supposed to be me.
Baby, it is you. I promise. I love you, and it's not like that. I want to get off the radio and just talk with you and tell you how much I love you.
All right. Well, we'll let you guys go, and you can talk off the air.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Alex. Bye, John.
Bye.
Oh my!
Leave it or don't.
No way in hell.
Seriously?
That guy is lying.
Really?
Dude, he said, and even more.
I know. I just want to believe
I
him.
Oh, baby, I love you.
I just want to believe
him. It was just
him.
A friend.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I just got to call people out for being dumb, Kennedy. People are dumb.
Okay, I don't know that we need to call people names, Carson. I think that you just disagree with something that some other people would like to do. We're not name callers.
A candy bar company has offered $1 million to move Halloween.
That's dumb. You're right.
It is ridiculous. They are offering $1 million worth of free candy bars in favor of a petition to move the date of Halloween to whatever the Saturday is after whatever Halloween would be on the 31st.
Right.
And I have an 8-year-old son.
Right.
I understand a little bit the premise. Oh, it'd be nice to have it on the weekend and make it a little bit more convenient. There are more important things in our lives than worrying about moving a holiday from a Thursday to a Saturday because it puts you out a little
bit. Okay, devil's advocate.
What?
Moving it doesn't take anything except saying we're moving it. And everybody just hands out candy on a different day.
Yeah, but
it's not like you gotta change the church
day.
Service or
it's
something.
It's not the day.
Halloween is October 31st.
It takes away from it, I think.
Okay.
It's like if they move 4th of July, like we celebrate it on the 8th or something. It takes away
from what it is. Okay.
It is
okay.
October 31st. It's not November 2nd. It's not October 28th. It'll happen one time 10 years from now where it'll be the 15th of October. It'll be stupid. Bethany is from Salem. What did you want to say, Bethany?
As someone who lives in the largest Halloween tourist town in the world, please do not change Halloween to a Saturday.
Exactly.
You're with me on this. I hadn't thought about Salem.
I can't. The crowds on the weekends for Halloween are just insane. During the week on a Halloween night, it's not as bad, but if it was every single Saturday, every single year, I think I would probably lose my mind.
Justice for Salem.
I wasn't even thinking about you. All right, thanks, Bethany.
Thank
have a great
you.
Day.
You guys have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Hey, I want to fight Carson on the Halloween thing.
Let's go.
What's your name, buddy? Bring it.
My name is Rich.
Okay, and what is your argument to why we should move it to a Saturday?
No, we shouldn't move it. What we should do is cancel it altogether. The thing that's stupid isn't moving it. The thing that's stupid is having it.
Okay.
Halloween is one of the best holidays.
It's not a holiday.
Oh, you're a miserable Grinch.
It's ungrateful children coming and begging.
I love you, Rich, but I'm hanging up on you. Sam, what did you want to say?
I mostly just wanted to say that anybody who thinks moving a holiday to a day that's convenient to them is just disrespectful to the history of the holiday.
Thank you.
Yes.
We don't move Christmas.
Wait,
it's December 25th. It's Christmas. We don't move Halloween. It's October 31st. The New Year's Day is January 1st. There are things that just happen on specific days. Who
and then
cares?
There's Easter that happens all willy-nilly. So tell me that.
Halloween is All Souls Day. All Hallows Eve, if you will. November 1st is All Saints Day. Do you want to know why I know that?
Why?
Because November 1st is my birthday. So we're keeping Halloween the way it is.
Oh, that's a good reason, too.
Of course, you had to get
all right,
that one
thank
out
you,
there.
Sam.
I feel very strongly about Halloween because I practice witchcraft.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And in witchcraft, Halloween is actually a very powerful day. Like, it's our new year.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's
so
not the reason I wanted to keep it the same.
The idea of moving it is honestly just disgusting.
Right.
Okay.
It's disrespectful.
I see where you're coming from.
Put some respect on my holiday.
Like, I also got married on Halloween, so flabbergasted by it.
Okay. Sam. All right. Thanks, Sam. Have a good day.
Bye, Sam.
Thank you. Bye.
It's a millennial's fault anyway. They need affordable candy.
I don't know. Rich didn't sound like a millennial.
Somebody said, is Rich related to Mad March?
I almost caught these hands.
Yes. From the 978, I'm getting scared. I'm in 100% agreement with Carson for 2 days in a row.
What is happening to this world?
I don't know. You guys are weird.
Annie's been on a little bit of a rant lately about our company kitchen.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It's gross.
I was just in there and I had to wipe down the coffee machine. I think it's broken. Like somebody ripped the front off of it or something and there was coffee grinds all over.
Well, it was broken yesterday.
Oh, but
so they had to come fix it. It worked this morning.
Yeah, I mean it was operational, but like pieces of it were just hanging off. And then Annie is also concerned about not just the appearance of the kitchen, but then the refrigerator.
It's so gross.
The bottom line is we work with savages.
There's stuff in there that's I don't even know how old.
I went to put my little Tupperware food in this morning and put them on the bottom shelf. I put my head down in there and I had an actual reaction to whatever's in there. The smell, the things that you people leave in there for weeks at a time, it's over.
Okay, so Annie, good news. Kennedy has found something for you from Amazon. Amazon has filed a patent on a refrigerator that smells when food spoils.
Well, we can smell when food spoils right now.
I just had it in my nostrils burned in there.
We need more, rather than just the stinky kitchen detector, we need people who will actually, like, we'll have to buzz them at their desk and say, yes. Your zucchini is sprouting.
Amazon secured the patent for a scent-based spoilage-sensing refrigerator.
So, like Kennedy was saying, I need to find the culprit. Like, I don't need...
I go in there and I just throw stuff out. If it's gross, I throw it out.
But you've gotten in trouble for that before, though, haven't you?
Nope.
I thought you threw something away and it wasn't supposed to be thrown away. And
that was a different thing entirely. It had nothing to do with kitchen.
Stuff is alive in there. There are organisms.
Legitimately.
And it's pushed so far in the back now.
Because like
when you put a new
project
thing in, it just pushes the stuff to the back.
Yeah, I just don't use it at all.
Like yes, but you should be able to use it. It's a company fridge that we should all share and take
Annie,
care of.
I know where there's a secret refrigerator.
Yeah, I would just put one in your office.
Let's just buy a mini fridge.
Yeah, I would just put a mini fridge in our jock lounge. That's
okay, well, you take care of that.
Can you get
one?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll order you
Let's
one.
Head over Thank to BJ's you. And let's get it done.
Yeah, no, I'll have it delivered here.
Perfect.
Yeah, that'll be, you'll have a mini fridge tomorrow.
I just can't. I cannot fathom people doing that.
I mean,
really
I get
can't.
That sometimes you put stuff in there and you forget about it.
Of course.
But
the salad dressing, whatever, I get it.
Well, the salad dressing, I feel like, doesn't go bad.
Your Chipotle that's been in there for 3 weeks? No, we're not having it anymore.
The Tupperware that's like starting to open at the side and you're not exactly sure what's in it.
The E. coli is fighting the salmonella in that fridge.
My
it's like
OCD
a gang war.
I just want to scratch.
Hold on. We have somebody on the phone that wants to talk to us about this. This is Megan from Holliston. Good morning, Megan. What do you want to say?
So when we were moving my grandma out of her house and into a nursing home, we're, of course, going through all of her stuff and cleaning out all of her freezers and stuff like that. Well, she had this big fridge down in her basement, and we found this bag of something, liquefied something, and we could not tell what it was. So we're pulling this thing out, trying not to drop it and break it, and it says it's a ham, so it's completely liquid.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing in this bag, but it's still sealed. So my cousin, who's helping me move, offers me $20 to take a drink of it, which I did. And it still tasted like ham, but, I mean, it was completely liquefied. So we have no idea how long it had been in there.
Know your worth, girl. $20. Adjust for inflation.
It's something Annie would do.
No, yes, I would, but no.
Liquid ham?
$20.
That just made me gag.
Same. And watching you gag just made me gag. And just clean up your fridge.
All right. Thank you, Annie.
And Carson's done.
This public service brought to you by Annie Duff.
I love you all. Please clean up after your fridge.
Liquid Ham. That's going to be my band name. No.
That is not a bad one. That's not a bad one at all.
We are Liquid Ham. Good night.
It's going in my list of band names.
Carson's eyes are watering, so now my eyes can't.
That was gross.
All right, let's move along.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie has a story about meatballs.
Look it. We all love them. And we want to keep them once they're made.
I think you guys know this about me. Italian food is my absolute favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and my Nana Phyllis always made meatballs. Like, that's something that my mom, you know, got passed down.
Yes.
So yesterday, I'm going to New Hampshire this weekend, and everyone's going to bring a dish, which is just way easier.
Oh, yeah.
So much easier for everybody just to bring everything up so you don't got to run, whatever. So my mom's like, let's go
so
through.
So she's going to teach you how to make meatballs.
Let's go through the recipe, which I love. Which was awesome. She made me shut off Bachelor in Paradise, like, whatever. But
you have to
fine.
Focus, Annie. You got to focus on them meatballs.
Yeah, I remember the adventures of you cooking before. It didn't go so well.
Well, that was a green bean casserole, which I had never made
and
before.
And she did that one on her own. This that one she's hard. Getting she's being taught by mom.
That one was miserable. I was bawling my eyes out at one point doing that. So we're making the meatballs. We're having an absolute blast together. You know, she's showing me everything that her mom taught her. And we finish everything. I throw them in the sauce. She does sausage along with the meatballs, so whatever. And then I'm heading to the gym. I'm like, I'm just going to keep it on low. Will you just stir? And she's like, yeah, no problem, whatever. So I figure I'll get home. I'll put them in little containers. I'll freeze them for this weekend. I get home from the gym. You know what I walk into?
What?
Oh, just my parents eating spaghetti and meatballs.
And savage.
It's like you can hear the utensils drop on the plate. And my dad looks back and he goes, you're home early. I was like, oh, am I? Tom? No, I'm not home early. I just caught you in the act
of eating their meatballs in their house.
What do you mean their meatballs?
It is their house.
Carson.
It's just the dumbest argument on the planet.
It really is. It really, really is. I understand I live in my parents' house. I am very, very blessed and
lucky.
They
didn't go to the store and buy everything for her.
Did you go and buy the meatballs?
Yes. And
what do you think happens there? Do you think they go grocery shopping for her?
Yes.
No, they don't.
Carson, I tell you I go to Trader Joe's every Tuesday. It's my Tuesday therapy.
Her Instagram stories are all over the place on Trader Joe's.
You didn't answer the question, though. Did you buy this?
Yes.
Okay.
And so just because she shows me how to make the meatballs, they're hers?
She now has partial ownership, and she cooked them in her kitchen, so yeah.
Oh my God, enough with you.
I can't wait till Barrett lives in your house.
And the exact same thing will happen.
No, you're going to be like, sure, of course, you can do whatever you want.
No, I'm going to eat his food, I'm going to drink his beer. I probably won't drink his beer. He'll be drinking Mike Ultra.
Yeah, or Natty Lights or something. Yeah. But just the fact that they both just got absolutely caught in the act was...
Did they... I mean, is there still more left?
Oh, we made 2 pounds of meatballs. There's okay. Plenty.
Oh.
You want to know what I did?
What did you do, Annie?
I sat down and had a plate of spaghetti and meatballs.
Well, it all works out in the end, and I love that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.